That's fine though. You want me to find some news on Silicon Era? We can talk about the news.
Well, I think we'll be all right. I got a few things.
A few things.
A whole slate, maybe even.
Oh!
A whole slate.
Look out, everybody. She's ready.
So it's good. I know it's kind of quiet, you know, the gaming topics. They get dry sometimes. They get kind of...
I mean, yeah.
Or they're just not interesting. That's where I struggle. Too. That's where I struggle these days. Like, there's stuff going on, and some people are super passionate, and they're just like, this is the hot topic, and I'm just looking at it like, I really couldn't care less, though.
Erica dipping real fast when the RPG news comes out.
I mean, sometimes.
Just like, nah, man, I'm good.
Sometimes, but even when it's some games I'm really interested in and people are just really focused on like the most minute thing, or I'm just like, really? Do I gotta talk about this? And then I think about backlog, I think about like content, like, am I gonna have to talk about this?
Are we have to talk about this? It's so boring.
Someone's gonna ask me, and then sure enough, I'll be streaming or something, and then someone's like, hey, Erica. What do you think about this? And I'm just like,
I don't care, dude. Like,
I care. It's like I care that they care, and like they're asking me, and they consider my opinion, you know, worth something. I'm like that.
But
I appreciate
if you
that.
You don't care about it. You don't care about it. You know, like
it's hard. It's tough sometimes. Yeah.
It's like somebody asking me is like, oh, there's a new Call of Duty coming out, Char. What do you think about that? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. But like, I'm glad you guys are getting out the Call of Duty. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Like you'll say some. Obviously, you're not gonna just ignore them and be rude and be like, oh, that's cool, you guys are, you know, interested and excited, but me, I'm probably not gonna
run along it. Run along and have fun with your guns, kids. I'll be over here with my swords and magic.
pretty much. Shout out to the live chat. See you guys. Hope you're all having an amazing day. It's the weekend, so I hope you're off and not working and chilling, playing games and all that good stuff. We're here. We're going to talk about a few things. I do want to say right off the bat, and I forgot to mention this before the show. I want to give my condolences to the Iron Lords. They lost a brother over the past week. Dizzy, he lost his battle with cancer, and he was like part of the backbone that started the Iron Lords and their website, and they're friends of the show. So I just want to give my condolences and say that I'm truly sorry about that, and it's horrible. I was actually just on their podcast too last Sunday, and they were talking about how, you know, he wasn't doing well, and not even a couple days later, it just, you know, he passed away. So we want to just give our condolences and say our hearts are with you guys.
Indeed. Yeah. Always sucks.
Yeah, cancer sucks.
Yup.
It's horrible. Let me go ahead and get this music turned down. We can start the show.
Can we though? I don't know if we can.
It's like we were saying, it's been kind of dry. There's been some, you know, Nintendo stuff. We're gonna get to that later.
Sure.
What you been playing though? What you been up to?
Oh, what have I been playing? Oh my god. I've been playing another probably top 10 game for me. I've been playing, I don't know, I don't know if you've been in the streams when I've been streaming. I mean, I think you
have. I might have been lurking here and there.
I've been playing Tokyo Mirage Sessions. Sharp FE, if anybody knows what the fuck I'm talking about. It was a Wii U game? No, it was a Wii U game. It released really, really late in the Wii U cycle, so it was like, Wii U was almost dead. And this thing released, and it was, it's a JRPG. But it centers around, like, idols and, like, idol culture, and, like, it's got a lot of, like, really great stuff in it. It's a mashup between Shin Megami Tensei and Fire Emblem, so it's got Fire Emblem kind of, like, personas kind of a vibe to it. It's really cool. And that game just keeps surprising me, and it's just so good. Oh my god, I love it so much. What else have I been playing? I don't know. I don't remember.
There's always a long list.
You're like, I'm just gonna sit back and wait for Star.
I usually do. Like, even I literally right now, because well, I do have to tweet out the stream, so I'm kind of doing that. But I was literally kind of putting my head back, like, all right, go for it, Char. Just go for
it. Hold on, I will actually get, because I think since last time I've also beaten a few games. Hold on, let me check. When was the last time we had the podcast? Oh my god, it's been a while. Oh.
Couple weeks.
No, I talked about this, all of this. I beat another game the other day. It's nothing really to write home about. Maybe I'll save it for something else. But whatever.
All right. So what have I been? Okay, so I started and beat Little Nightmares 2.
Oh, that's right.
I did not mention that the last podcast. So it was between the last one and this one. And then I downloaded the demo for Outriders, played that. I want to give like a couple impressions on it, I guess. I did put in the title because we're struggling for titles out here. Let me throw it in there. It's fresh. You know what? It's kind of picking up steam, which is surprising me, because when I first saw the demo was released and I started playing it, the first thought I had was, you know what, this is kind of fun. I'm kind of digging this, but I don't think this is going to make waves. I don't know if this is going to get the support. I'm worried about buying it and then it just dies, because it's kind of like a looter shooter, third person cover, you know, kind of game.
I think I watched most of your video, because you released a video the other day, didn't you?
Yesterday, I think.
You were playing the demo, and I watched like most of it, and it looked fun.
Yeah, I streamed it, so I chopped it up. There's some funny moments in there. We had fun, right? I had a good time, so I was like, I'm feeling it, but I don't know if it's gonna if everyone else is gonna feel it. It's one of those things, you know. So
yeah,
but I noticed since I did stream and like a couple days went by, other people were starting to like tweet about it, like, hey, this isn't so bad after all. This is pretty fun. I see potential, and then they're talking to each other about it, like, hey, what class did you use? I use this one, and then I started seeing more videos about it and things, so I'm like, you know what, maybe there's hope here for like the community to grow and support. So that's what I'm kind of watching. I'm hoping it happens, because then it gives me more reason to buy it, because like if I buy it and nobody wants to play it and it's like dead, you know, that's gonna suck. So I'm watching it carefully.
Does it have confirmed like multiplayer kind of
thing? Like a co-op. Think of it kind of like, I mean, it's probably it's a decent comparison, like The Division. Like, you team up, you party up, and then you go on like little missions or whatever. I can't remember if it's like three player or four player, but you do team up. And I did try that. It did not work. The servers were bad. It's a demo, you know, it wasn't really working. But it's got, you know, the Division comparison. It's got a Destiny comparison, because some of the aesthetics to it, like the menus, look very Destiny.
I noticed that.
The cover system, like going in and out, that's probably the one of the few things I could compare to my beloved Gears of War, which there's a mention. But it's like, other than that, because some people are like, oh, Erica, you just like it because Gears. And it's like, well, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe the cover and like going in and out. But the guns feel very different. They feel like a mix between Division and Remnant. If you remember what Remnant is, it's like that Souls shooter type of game.
I remember.
It reminded me, like, I felt like I was kind of playing something in that vein of like decent guns. Like, it felt pretty good. I liked how they felt.
It looked really clear. Like, the guns, I don't usually like a lot of, like, this is going to sound dumb. When I'm playing shooters, I don't like a lot of, like, realism. So I like to be precise. And if there's not a lot of, like, shaky cam and, like, knockback on the guns, then I usually like those better, actually. So.
Yeah, not a lot of, like, recoil and things like that. Like, it was kind of, they felt light. Like, they, and at first I was kind of thinking, is this bad? Like, that I don't feel any weight to these guns. But then as I kept playing it, I'm like, I wasn't even thinking about it. It felt good. It felt felt pretty good in that way. And then the story is, the acting, the freaking voice acting is something else.
Dude, I was watching it. Oh my god, it looks amazing. That is right up my alley. I love that shit so much.
I like that you could appreciate that, because I appreciated the humor in it. Like, I don't know if they intended for that. Like, if they sat back and really thought, okay, let's write this so it makes people laugh. Like, I don't know if they intended it, but it definitely had me cracking up. Cause like, just like the things that the character, cause I made a female character, and like the things that she says sometimes, like something happened, right? Something bad happened, and it does this close up view of her face, and she's like, oh, F me. Like, just like that. And it's like, she was dropping F-bombs. She was dropping F-bombs like no tomorrow. And I was just cracking up. I was so like, that's too funny. Like, it takes itself seriously, but at the same time, it's like, you wonder in your mind, like, are they taking themselves seriously? Like, is this intended humor? Because it's working, you know?
So, no, it looks, that's like, literally, I live for that shit. Let's go.
Yeah.
I gotta say, though, you stole my class, man.
Oh, like, what the fuck? The Devastator? The tank class?
Yeah, how dare you?
Well, who's to say you're even gonna play this game, Charlotte? What, are you telling me? What are you trying to tell me? You copying this?
Are you gonna cop it? This would be the funniest co-op game ever.
I will
dude.
Cop it immediately if you say you will. In a heartbeat.
How much is this shit? I probably can't even play it on my potato.
It's on sale.
I put it on my wish list yesterday.
Oh shoot. Well, that's a good sign. If you buy it through if you buy it through Green Man Gaming, it's like 25% off.
25% off? My God. Hold on.
I have an extra code if you don't have that 25%. I can give you the 25%. I can get
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Y'all,
I have a code.
Here first. Outriders coming soon.
I'm telling you, I think we'd have a good time.
Oh my God.
Even when I was wrapping up the stream, and it's at the end of that video I made, the cut up one, someone was like, this is a good game for you and Char. And I was like, hell yeah.
Oh, they knew.
They knew.
Well, then shit.
So,
the price tag scares me right now because it's full price.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like,
it's kind of spooky, but I don't know. We'll have to see, I guess.
I guess it'll depend on like our super chats or something. Hint, hint. No, I'm just kidding. No,
I'm not.
We will if anything. I mean, we have the discount. But yeah, no, I'm. I feel you. See, that's what I was feeling. I'm like, man, full price. Like, I don't know because
full price for that many loading screens in between scenes. I don't know, man.
Dude, everyone was complaining about that.
It's so, like, it's spooky, man, when games do that, actually. Like, it should, the games shouldn't be doing that in this, you know, in the year of 2021, you know?
Have you seen the part where they jump over, like, a hole in the ground? I don't know, it's like they jump from, like, one side to the other on, like, this bridge or something? Yeah, like a trench type thing, and it cuts out as they before they jump, and then after they jump, it's like a cutscene, and then it cuts again just for them jumping across.
Oh my God, dude! What it feels like if I get this game, I'm gonna be playing like a PS3 game. That's what it's gonna feel like, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna like that or like laugh at it or like it's gonna be actually fun. That's fun.
I'm curious if they're gonna take the criticism for that because a lot of people complain about it. Like even in the threads made by like the developers, I've seen it. Like, hey, the cutscenes are bad. They take too long. It's too much loading. So I'm curious if they're gonna take that critique and like fix it somehow, or like I said, is it intended? Like, is it supposed to be like funny?
I don't know.
Like, I kind of
I don't know.
It's probably naive of me, but I'm kind of choosing to believe it's on purpose. That would make me like it more. Honestly,
I feel. Why does it make me feel like this might be made with like an older engine? Because like, don't like newer engines kind of like reduce the amount of like loading you would have to do for cutscenes and things? I don't know anything about this.
I mean,
by the way. I'm just saying.
We could guess. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
But then it's published by Square Enix. You'd think they would have, you know.
Oh, that was another thing too. They made me sign up with Square Enix, like to. And at the beginning of it too, I was like, really? I gotta sign in on this? So that was
That's
a thing.
Fucking funny.
And they actually hit me up with like a post email, like, these are your stats from Outriders.
Oh my God. I kind of want to see how long the game is though before I commit, you know what I mean?
I mean,
like, how long is the single campaign? Is the co-op campaign the same? Like, is the, what's happening?
True. Yeah, we might need to research that. Like, are we playing the whole full game together? Or is it like, I got to team up with you on only certain missions? I don't know that part. Maybe somebody in the chat.
I'll tell you right now, it's either this or Borderlands 3, Erica. Those are the only two shirts.
Go ahead and purchase that Outriders.
Nah, but so I played that. What else? And then, oh, I started Miles Morales yesterday. Spider-Man.
Oh, I saw you tweet about that. Yeah.
Really fun game. What I expected. I mean, I played Spider-Man for PS4, so I kind of know what I'm getting as far as, like, combat and everything. But, dude, it's 60 frames now. You can play it on performance mode. Ooh! It's beautiful. Yeah. It's smooth as butter, and it runs really good on PS5. I only noticed, like, a couple hiccups here and there. But for the most part, like, dude, it's so, so smooth. But yeah, other than that, that's kind of it, I think.
I think I actually beat something in between the podcast. Now that I'm looking at my calendar, I'm like, huh, I beat it, I actually managed to beat the Ratchet & Clank 2016 game. Like the...
Oh, yeah.
Ratchet & Clank 4, was it? Is it 4? I don't even know.
Did you buy that game?
No, I got it on PSN.
I was gonna say, yeah, because that went free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I grabbed that, really, and cool. It was a pretty short-ish game, so I just decided to pick that up. It looked really great, actually.
That's how you gotta do it, man. Like, if the new one's coming out, I like how Sony's like, here's the free one. Boom, you play 2016 right now. I like that. It builds up hype for the new one.
Speaking of Sony.
Yeah,
speaking of... Do you think they're going to bring over that to PC? Because they're going to do a lot more than that, probably.
I mean, it's a whole slate. It could be in
it's
there.
It's a whole slate! What does that even mean, though? Like, Sony, what the fuck are you on, man? God damn it.
I don't know. We got to talk about this Jim Ryan. It's funny, because people really don't like this guy. Like, I noticed some Sony fans do not like him.
I mean, look at his hair. Does he, like, come on. He doesn't really incite a lot of confidence, you know.
Are we knocking on his hair? That's daddy,
Jim Ryan. Of course I'm knocking on his hair. Just shave that shit off, man.
That's messed up. So, where's that article? This happened between our last show and this show, but it is kind of old now. It's been, like, over a week, I think. I was about to say Phil Spencer, freak. Jim Ryan. Whew, I was about to say Daddy Phil. Jim Ryan was on GQ. He was interviewed, of all places. He was at GQ, maybe for the hair show. I don't know. They were there interviewing about his hair. This came up about Days Gone coming to PC, which Days Gone, I think the consensus is, you know, it's kind of a mid-tier game. It's nothing amazing. But it is a big game for the PlayStation, and it's coming to PC. We've talked about this before as far as, like, Horizon and other games. We've definitely visited this topic a lot, and I think we both agreed, like, this is nothing surprising, right? That we kind of expect more to happen. I remember when we talked about Horizon specifically, I'm pretty sure we commented on that, like, this ain't the end. Like, it's going to keep happening.
No.
It's pretty easy to see that and guess that, right? So he's kind of confirming it now. He's speaking it out there, like, hey, there's a whole slate of games on the way as well. Let me get the direct quote, though, if I could find it. Maybe your eyes are better than me. I'm looking through it. It pretty much, I mean, I'm paraphrasing it, but where is direct quote? Damn it. Well, it's like, you know, about the slate, the whole slate coming.
God damn it.
And it's in there. The article's there. I'll probably put it in the comments or the description. And yeah, so basically Days Gone is not going to be the end. Like, it's still going to keep going. People are making guesses that it's going to be God of War. I mean, one guess that we've been wanting forever is Bloodborne, because it needs it. It needs to be on PC, or it just needs a frame rate increase.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just on the PS5, like, they got to do something with that game. And then you know, there's Uncharted that people throw around, just games like that it would be nice to play on PC and for that crowd. And so some people are upset, you know how it goes, the console wars. Some Sony fans think this is a bad move because it takes away the value of PlayStation. But how do you feel about that?
I don't know if it it won't take much away from it, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Like, if they do it for every fucking release, maybe. They gotta keep some things to themselves, though, you know?
Yeah, like pick and choose.
They're gonna have to pick and choose which IPs they're gonna keep just for the PlayStation, because I feel like if you put all your stuff on PC, it becomes kind of like Xbox and like Microsoft, or how I feel about that is like, almost everything is on PC from Xbox. Like, why would I ever need to buy an Xbox? Like, that's how I see it. That's not even taking into account like the Xbox exclusives don't really interest me personally. That's just like, there's, I don't know. I just don't feel like I need to own Xbox ever, because like I could get everything on PC, like, you know.
Yeah, so it does factor in for you then. It does make a difference.
I mean, it does, but I don't know. Yeah, they're gonna have to figure out a way to like keep some stuff to themselves, or like have different benefits, like have the game on PC and whatever PS5, and like have like different not DLC, that's not the word I'm trying to, but you know what I mean, like different like benefits of having it on PC.
I'm trying to think of an example. So
yeah,
if it's not DLC, then what would it be?
That is the question, isn't it? I mean, I can only think of like what Genshin Impact did, which is like, this is a really weird thing, but like Genshin Impact, if you play it on PC, because you can play it on PC, I'm talking about like, this is a very localized like thing, but like on PC, there is an item you can get that's only for the PC players, and then on PS4, if you're playing on PS4, there's an item there you can only get on PS4, and you can't cross the two.
So just,
like, you can't cross save.
Yeah, yeah, you just mean like exclusive content then, not DLC, of course.
Like, I don't think I'd go so far as DLC. I mean, but yeah, like maybe like a little subtle differences. I don't know how far you could take that, really.
I guess that's possible, I suppose.
Timed exclusives, maybe? Yeah, timed exclusives would be definitely a thing, like getting it first on PS and then waiting. I mean, we do that already, though.
Right, a lot of things. That's what I was going to say. Like, it's not day and date yet. It's possible it could happen eventually. I won't say never. Some people are like, it's never happening. It's like, nope,
never.
Can't say that, because we used to say that about other things, you know, like, oh, that's never going to happen. Streaming, that's not going to happen. You know, so there's just certain things that, hey, when the climate changes and gaming changes, like sometimes they got to go with it, whether we like it or not. So I won't say never, but if they do that where it's like timed maybe a year, I could see that being good
for
PlayStation.
Would be a big thing. Yeah, yeah.
Because with Horizon... go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, it's like really... It's an interesting way to do things, because I think it's going to make it really hard for them to get new people. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, more people to buy the new consoles if everything's coming to PC.
Mm-hmm.
Like new customers, it's going to be harder for them to get new customers, I think. But with the drop of the PS5 just dropped, they won't have to worry about that until like PS6, if they even like decide to go that far. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a while before they have to really worry about how to get people to buy their new console, if they're ever going to make a new console. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it could be the minority as far as like PC players, and they don't, you know, have a PlayStation console, and they're just waiting. They're not going to get a PlayStation anyways. You can make that argument. Well, they're still going to give you money, PlayStation, because they're going to buy your game. That's money they were not going to give you. Now you're going to get that money. So that's good for PlayStation. But if you look at it now, like, it's so hard to get a PS5, right? I'm sure as time goes on, it'll be easier. But right now, it's extremely difficult. So these guys on PC, like, if Days Gone comes out, or let's say they announce God of War tomorrow, they're like, oh, God of War is coming in like 6 months, they're gonna be cool, like, oh, I don't need that PS5 anymore, that's the game I wanted to play, I'll just play on PC, you know. So I feel like it's money. It's like, PlayStation, dude, there's money right there on the table, like, just take it, because they weren't gonna buy your system anyways, you know.
This is super super easy money for them,
right? Right, so it makes sense. And I did see something today too, that Horizon, I think, has been fixed. Remember, it launched pretty badly on PC. It had like some bad, it had a bad launch, but I seen an article or something today in the Discord, like, it's fixed now, everything's good. That was a bad situation, but if they can get that down and get that fixed for these other games and not let that happen anymore, shoot, can you imagine?
It's gonna be nuts.
Yeah, so not surprising. It's just, you know, he's kind of being more vocal about it. Some people are saying he's a liar because at first he was like saying, no, we believe in generations. Remember that? He was saying, we believe in generations. And then now it's this, like games going cross, you know, across PS4 and PS5. Mm-hmm. And then now it's PC coming into the mix. It's like, dude, what happened, Jim Ryan? So
here's, I have an interesting thought.
Huh.
Thought. So, this whole, quote, slate of games, quote,
mm-hmm.
what if they were cheeky about it and gave us, like, PS1, PS2, PS3 games on PC?
That's why we need the freaking direct quote, because it's like, did he say PlayStation games or did he say
that's what I'm saying.
PS4 but games?
Just, like, just, you know, just think about it. Like, what would you do if it was like that kind of shit?
I'm scrolling through right now. We gotta find this quote. But yeah, that would be that. Or
everybody
or,
in chat, what do you think? What do you think if that happened? That doesn't feel like a good move to me.
That would be crazy. Or it could be like super small titles. You know?
Yeah. Or like indies, like they're indie people. Yeah.
Like it could be like Dreams, for example. That's a good game that would thrive on PC, I think, with mods and stuff. I don't know if they could mod it, but you know, that kind of game, that creative kind of game, that kind of indie, smaller, whatever, mm-hmm. I feel like it would get more love on PC. So it could be something like that. It might not even be a God of War, but the rumors, you know, they're going right now. They're swirling. I've seen many tweets like, oh, God of War is for sure coming. And I really want God of War. I want that thing bad on PC because I want those frames and Bloodborne, of course, too. But until it happens, it's like, I'm always skeptical. I'm like, I'm not going to get my hopes up because I've been let down before, especially with Bloodborne. If once it's in my hands and I'm playing it through Steam, then we can talk about it. I could be happy as heck. But until then, I'm just kind of like, whatever. If it happens, it happens. And if it's not day and date, cool, because that'd be fine for PlayStation. I feel like their value for that console, PS5, PS4, will still remain as long as it's not day and date.
I'm distracted reading. I was reading the stuff. I was reading chat.
Me too. They're calling him Jim the God, Jim the Hero.
God damn it!
Wow.
So there's some polarizing comments we got. So T-Rock said he only said a whole slate of games. He did specify that made good games in the last half of the gen. I mean, yeah, that's true. Anybody else?
You're saying God of War is already 60 frames. What about that field of view, though? What about the other stuff, man? What about the other stuff? Yeah. I want to see that on my GC.
Care about them frames? Give me the glistening.
No, but that's just one example. Like, there's other games and stuff, but just to see that happen, that's the day where I'll be like, okay, this is for real, for real. Like, this is, we're getting into the big boys now. The God of Wars, the Uncharted's. Maybe even a Last of Us, like, let's say Factions comes out, the Factions 2, which is the multiplayer. Shoot, maybe that goes on PC. I would be freaking down with that. That'd be nice, but I don't know. Naughty Dog, that's a whole other level. We ain't there yet. But, like, these other games, shoot. I'm for it.
You know, it'd be really, really slick and really kind of smart of them to do is if, when they bring their exclusives to PC, to make a... They will never do this. They don't ever think that they would do this because I don't think they would. But it would be really cool to see a kind of like a mod support kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen this, but in Warframe, one of the most supported games I've ever seen from the developers, they've got a whole section of like a shop where people can like submit their like own models for the game, and then they put them on their like fan shop, and then you can buy their designs to put in the game, basically.
Yeah,
like how sick would that be if you could have like a community, not community run, because that's not what I'm saying, but like you could submit like your like little like mods for like extra DLC on the PC for like, you know, The Last of Us or something, like a clothing mod for whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, how sick would that be, though?
That'd be cool. Yeah. I know the PC crowd would, like, love that.
That'd be cool to see. That'd be an extra little, like, and then that would give, like, I mean, that would give more power to the PC people, but, like, at the same time, it's like, why not, right? But they would never do this. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, yeah. Not through Sony, anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I don't know what else we could really say. It's gonna happen, I think, at some point.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But the time frames and all that, I mean, we'll see. Like, I think Horizon was 3 years for Horizon, right? That came out in 2017, and then it went on PC in 2020. Yeah. And then Days Gone, I think it was lesser. I think it was like 2 years. So maybe, what if it just keeps getting lesser and lesser? Like the next one's like a year, and then it's like 6 months.
Like, well, they gotta figure it out, right? So, I mean, yeah, I think what you said was probably is gonna be correct. It's gonna be like a year,
mm-hmm.
like in between. So, I don't know.
I remember seeing this last time too. Like, did I lose my train of thought? I might have lost my train of thought. It's gonna happen, damn it. I don't remember what I was gonna say, but PlayStation games on PC, it's not a bad thing. I was gonna say, like, it's just smart of PlayStation. Like, if they did wait the year or two, even 2 years, whatever, they're gonna make their money on PlayStation. They're gonna make it on the consoles, and then a year later release it. Because if the people who, like me, I'm not part of PC Master, wait, I can't do it. If it's a God of War and it's new, I'm gonna get it day one. Same thing with like certain other games. I'm not gonna wait 2 years, especially if I don't know for sure if it's coming or not. But if Sony goes ahead and sells that game to me and a bunch of million others, and then in a year or two release it down the line on PC, I mean, you're making extra money and it just makes sense. It's super smart.
Yeah.
Super smart. So yeah.
Indeed.
See, Mac, I see you in the chat. That ain't happening. Remember that rumor? Gears going to PlayStation? God. I think we talked about that on here. I think we
did. Yeah, I think we did. Stupid. I think we did.
That would be crazy. All right. So I wanted to mention this real quick about Twitch. I don't know if you saw this tweet. We got to talk about Twitch real quick.
What did they do now?
Nothing bad, at least far as I know. But this one, it was about the statistics about the last 90 days. Did you see that tweet?
I have not, but now I'm looking at it.
It's pretty eye-opening. I was kind of, I was like surprised, but not really, because I know Twitch, you know, that top 1% of streamers kind of dominates. Yeah. You know, you have the big names, they kind of take a lot of the audience. So we could argue this is why Twitch is bad, because, you know, it does look bad. And if you look at it that way, like, okay, it's this 1% that just dominates. And look at all of us, like, look at everybody else struggling, and they they can't get discovered. Right, but let me describe this for the podcast, because the ones in the chat are seeing this, but for those just listening, this guy Zach Bussy, is that his name? Bussy. He said over the last 90 days, if you average more than 6 viewers, you are in the top 6.7% of Twitch. 11 or more puts you in the top 3.1%. To get to the top 1%, you need 51 or more viewers.
Yeah.
And this is for everyone. So this is for people who are not affiliates, not partnered, and partnered and affiliates. So it's like everybody. There's also a follow-up tweet. Oh, gosh, I must have lost it. I'll find it right now. But there is a follow-up tweet where he did specify as far as like partnered and affiliate. And those numbers get a little bit more wider. Let me see here. If you're affiliate or partner, if you have 6 or more viewers, you're in the top 30%. 11 or more puts you in the top 15%. And then to get to the top 1, you would need 251 viewers. So that's a little bit more of a stretch, I guess, there. But I'm just curious, what do you feel when you see these stats? Like, are you shocked by this? Or what is, as a streamer, what do you think about this?
Well, as somebody who doesn't ever look in my view numbers.
Never?
I don't have, like, you can hide it when you're streaming. I don't ever like to look at how many people I'm streaming to. I never look. I stopped looking basically when I made affiliate.
What about like your average though? You don't ever look at like your
I get insights? Well, I get the emails after the stream is done and like shows you like the graph or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think I average about, I don't know, 5 to 6. On a weekend, it's probably closer to like 9.
So you would be top 6%. And it according to this, that's so
according to
so
that,
how does that like how does that make you feel though? Because that's kind of crazy, right? I mean, it's kind of
that doesn't seem right though. Like you know, but there is that many people on Twitch. But like, this is taking into account like all of the accounts made on Twitch, right? I'm assuming
everything.
I'm
this one in particular. This is the first one that is on the screen and that I read.
Right.
Yeah,
right. So at least 20% of these are bots.
You know what? I didn't even think about that too.
If it's taking every single account made and like, you know, I don't know if you've guys seen this, but like there's like those like bots that come into your stream and they like host, they'll just host each other and whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say 20%. That's way too many people because there's a lot of people on Twitch. But at least I want to say like maybe a comfortable like 2 to 3% of all of the users on Twitch are probably bots. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So taking out those, it's still like an overwhelming amount of people. But also you have to realize that not everybody on Twitch streams also on Twitch. So they're just there to like interact and be goofy and be in the chats and all
no,
that
no,
stuff.
No, 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 no. Oh, so you're saying you're counting the viewers.
I'm counting the viewers too.
No.
Is this all of the people
who
actually stream though?
Yeah, I mean, actual streamers, of course. Yeah, these are people who have, in the 90 days, have streamed, I guess, I don't want to say consistently, but they've streamed within those 90 days. They've been a streamer.
Oh, within 90 days.
Yeah,
okay.
They're not just viewers. These are not including just viewers. No.
Okay, that's what I was getting confused on.
Yeah,
in
sorry.
In that case,
no,
it's fine. It's fine. You didn't explain it. No, it's fine. My bad. So
I just thought you like
just,
assumed it.
You yeah. just you just thought I'd intuitively know that. Yeah, I get it. Okay, whatever.
I mean, you know, you're smart. Come on, Char.
The tweet doesn't say anything. Anyways.
It's streamers, like based on the well, it's okay. Continue.
Okay. Anyways. No, that's fucking actually weird though. Like to be I actually, you know what? I kind of want to bring up some of my emails to see actually what my average is. Oh, wait, no, I can check on Twitch. Haha.
Yeah, you can just go to your insights, pull up the 90 days.
While I'm picking that up, why the fuck does anybody watch me? And also, why would I
Here
ever
we go.
Be in the top 6%? That's fucking
Here
weird.
Here we go.
Guys,
people love you, Char. Can we stop with this?
No, stop it.
Can we stop with the whole, I don't know why people watch me. They watch
I
you, damn it.
I don't know.
They obviously
know
love
why,
something
though.
About you. One of these
I'm
days.
In the top 6% of Twitch that really is concerning to me.
I wish you guys, everyone listening, I wish I could be in the same room with Char and shake and shake you until you realize you're special.
I'm not though, damn it. Anyways, well let me switch it on to you, Miss 3.1%. Huh? What's up?
I am in the 3.1.
You are.
I am
11
according,
or more, top 3.1%. The 3.1, rather.
According
yeah.
to this, I am. And yep. and that's why I tripped out on this and why I wanted to talk about it, because
that's
I was just
crazy,
like,
dude.
What? It was...
It is actually crazy.
I felt super lucky. Like, damn.
Yeah.
And it made me think, like, wow, there's just so many accounts that are like... What's that first bar? 0 to 5 viewers? And like you said, there could be bots. There could be that kind of thing going on, skewing it a little bit. But that's still we know this. We don't even need the graph to know. There's tons of streamers.
We don't need the graph. Oh,
I mean,
no, I just looked at my average viewers.
we'll get to that. But let me just say this. Like don't really need to the graph to know or to guess. Like there's a bunch of people streaming and they just don't have anybody watching, you know? And it made me feel thankful and like freaking lucky. Like, dude, 3%?
For
like
sure.
And I'm over here thinking, like, you know, because you see your averages, at least I do here and there. I don't check it all the time, but, like, when I check my insights, I'll see it, you know? And it kind of stays around the same number. And part of me is, like, awesome. That's cool. You know, I'm having a great time. I'm not so focused on, like, this sucks. I need more. Like, I'm not thinking that. But I do sometimes think, like, oh, you know, it's not... It could be better. You know what I mean? Like you start to think like it could be better. What can I do? You know, you start to think
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But then it's like, that's so silly. When I see this graph, I'm like, dude, like, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm lucky.
It could also, it could always be better, but like,
right. But this ain't really. I'm honestly, not trying to get on about me, but like, well, did you check did you check your thing?
I checked my analytics for February. Okay, so for February 6th to March 7th, which is when this has been recorded.
That's me, only a month though. September. You got to do the 90. 3 months.
Oh my fucking god, are you fucking kidding?
Go back to go back to January.
January?
Or would it be December? I think it'd be December officially. Yeah.
December?
Yeah, 3 months. 90 days. Hold on. Go to December 6th.
6th.
December 6th. We're putting you on the spot right now.
To currently update those stats. Oh my god, nope. I mean, I'm at 6.7, so.
Okay, so you're
like right there.
You're exactly in the 6.7 of Twitch, yeah. Right there.
That's actually nutty though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's nutty, right?
That's crazy, dude.
Because you're probably thinking, like, I mean, we already know you feel like nobody should be watching you, which is craziness. Oh. Like, they love you, but you're probably just thinking of yourself as like a small streamer, and you know,
I am a small streamer.
You got your click, and that's kind of it. But then when you look at it like that, compared to all those other people, like, you're kind of popping. You're popping.
Don't feel like it. But yeah.
It's just a trip. I just wanted to like throw it out there and see what you thought of it. Like,
yep.
Twitch is I like Twitch. I like it.
I do. The people in charge of it, though.
But yeah, that's a whole topic. But like,
yeah.
It's not the best when it comes to like starting fresh on there. And you gotta, there's a lot of things to it. Obviously, you gotta like build your audience. You gotta have other means like Twitter, YouTube. You gotta do other things and like build a community and all that. But for somebody just starting, those odds, dude, like, that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
Stacked against you, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And Twitch affiliate was trending. I don't know if you caught that, like, on Twitter. So there was a lot of talk about being affiliate and what kind of advice you give to people just starting. We've talked about that before, but, like, that was...
Yeah.
Twitch was, like, a conversation this week. Like, a lot of people were talking about Twitch. Yeah.
It's fucking... I guess I didn't realize how fucking hard it is. But... Mm-hmm. I mean, I also, like, the reason I don't feel like anything's happening is because I haven't felt the growth, but it's happened, you know?
Yeah.
Without me looking at it, because I don't look at my analytics, guys. I don't think you understand. Like, I don't ever look at these graphs because, like, I don't really care too much. I mean, I do, but also I'm just doing my thing. Like, I'm just out here just trying to be consistent, and that's literally it. Somehow it's been paying off. I have no fucking idea. I guess I haven't really looked hard enough, but yeah. Just looking from, not in count, I just changed the scope here. And from January 1st to current day, mm-hmm. is actually seven viewers. It's average.
So it goes up a little bit. Yeah.
It goes up a little bit from December. But right. I mean, so that's just for this year, right? But like, I don't ever feel it because I do have like really low view days, and then I have really, not necessarily high view days, but I definitely have like higher days just because of the times I stream at. Y'all, if I was streaming in NA time, it's all over for you nerds right now. Like, literally, I've told Erica this. I'm like, if I ever streamed NA like prime time, it's over for y'all.
See, like, this is what I'm talking about. This is the fire we need. You gotta realize your
potential. Unfortunately,
I
live halfway across the world. The only time I can stream is on the weekends where everybody can see me. But it's fine. It's fine.
You already know what you gotta do. You gotta quit your job. You gotta go on unemployment. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You gotta go full-time streaming.
No. I need to find that. Where's the Australian audience, man? Where's the Aussie people? I need to get the Aussie people.
That's
on
what you gotta do. You gotta tap into the other time zones.
That's what's up, man.
That's what you gotta do.
I'm
telling
about
you
about it, man. I've started to like watch some Aussie people and like make friends in the Aussie community. Like, I'm getting in there, man.
There you go.
There you go.
But yeah, it was just a tripped out thing. I was like, oh
yeah,
talk
no,
about
that's
this.
Crazy,
like,
dude.
It puts it into perspective. It's like, jeez.
3.1%, bro. What the fuck?
I should add that to my name on Twitter. Miss 3.1.
Oh my god! Literally, stupid. I watch. So I don't. I don't like to say that I watch big streamers, but now I guess I watch way bigger streamers than I thought. Because like one of my favorite streamers usually has like at least like averages amount, maybe like 100 to 200 people in their stream at any one time, and that's like top 1% apparently. Like I did not know that. That's crazy.
Because and there's so many people on Twitch and so many people streaming. So you think you could name a bunch of big streamers and still that you're only in the 1%. I mean, how, dude, that's crazy to be in that position like that they are.
Motherfucking Cry and Maximilian and Cole making it hard for us people out here. No, just kidding.
and that's the criticism I think Twitch gets is like, oh, those 1% just take everyone. And it's, but there's so many people watching. Like,
there's
just
so many.
We just gotta, like, you know, we gotta get them. We gotta get them over, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
But that, I don't know.
Yeah. Super interesting. We are going to have a special guest for the next segment because we are going to talk about some Nintendo, the Switch Pro, if that's even what it's going to be called.
Well, it's been fun, guys. I'm out. I'm gonna.
I don't blame you. Shoot, I'm thinking about cutting this right. Rumors, speculation.
Let me leave real quick. Like.
Oh, who doesn't love this Switch Pro and rumor talk?
My Switch is like my Switch is sitting right next to me. It's like, what did you say? What? Like,
yeah. Speaking of rumors, I'll say this real quick. Because you know how the games come from PlayStation going to PC, right? I saw this tweet from this dude that people are like, oh, he got things right in the past. He's an insider. He's like, oh, Bloodborne's coming, God of War, Uncharted Collection.
Wait. Does his uncle work at Nintendo?
I don't know. I'm getting to that though. So I'm just saying, this is what I'm setting up the what happened.
Yeah, okay,
so
go ahead.
Ghost of Tsushima, these games are coming, right? So it started making rounds. People are retweeting it. And I'm like, yeah, this guy's just throwing stuff at the wall, seeing what sticks. And they're like, oh, well, he was right about other things too. So I go take a look at his page, right? I'm scrolling through his Twitter. And he had a tweet about Xbox making a handheld. I'm like, dude.
Bitch? What?
I'm like, wait, because at first I was kind of believing, oh, this guy, he might know something, right? Oh, if everyone's saying he knows.
God.
Once I saw that tweet, I'm like, come on, man, that's sketchy
they
as heck.
Would never. They would
That's sketchy
never.
As heck, because dude, Xbox has xCloud, and they're on all the phones. Why would they need a handheld? I mean, I guess it's possible, but... I saw that. I'm like, that's sketchy as heck. And then he got some other things wrong. Like he said Neo 2 was coming to PC in October, but it didn't. And just it came, but on a different month, you know, just things like that. I'm like, this is your guys' king? This guy I forget his name, but he
fucking handheld, dude.
Xbox of all people. I'm like, really?
Dude, what would Xbox even call their handheld?
Shoot, I don't know. That's a good question.
So they've got, it's just Xbox, right?
They call everything by the X. They've got like X Cloud.
Oh, X, right.
It would just be
X Hand.
The X Hand. The X Held.
X Held! Oh, that's actually fire, wait!
That sounds like X Held. That sounds kind of crazy. The X Go, X on the go.
X Go.
But I saw that tweet. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's so dumb.
Wait a minute. Like, I'm like, this guy just throwing stuff, like anything at the wall right now. And if it sticks, he's going to be like, hey, I was right. And you know how it goes with this stuff.
Yeah. Some prophet he is, lol.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see. I'm going to have to tweet at our guest. I don't know if he's going to come through. Dave.
See where he's at. Dave, where you at?
Somebody go find Dave. But yeah, he was going to give us some insight on this whole Nintendo thing. Because, okay, let me change the graphic here.
I haven't seen a lot about this, but I've seen people talking about it.
There he is. There he is. Yeah, the Switch Pro. What's up, Dave? Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hey, what's up? I wasn't sure when I was going to come on, so.
No, you're good. You're good.
You're good. Yeah, because we were talking the Twitch thing. I don't know if you got my DM, but you're here. So what's up? How's it going?
Good, yeah. I was just telling Char, what was it, when she got the Switch that, you know, as soon as she did, they're going to release a new one.
I told you, I knew it, and I still bought it.
Couldn't wait. See?
It's fine. Yep.
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, it's basically time for a new one anyway, so.
Yeah, for sure.
So do you want me to inform, I guess, what's going on with this thing?
Yeah, because Char hasn't been paying attention. I know the basics. I know the basics of what's going on. But yeah, enlighten us. Feel free to tell us the whole thing if you want.
Yeah, so this has been an ongoing like report from these credible, you know, sources, Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg. They've been reporting that Nintendo was working on a new Switch for quite a while now, like for the past like year, 2 years. These reports have been ongoing. And so the latest one is that Nintendo will release this new Switch this year from Bloomberg with an OLED screen that's still 720p. But I don't know if you guys are familiar with how much better OLED looks versus LCD.
Mm-hmm. Is it clean? Is that what it is?
Well, like Erica has a Vita, right?
Yeah, I do.
So that's a 540p OLED screen. It looks beautiful, right? Looks really good.
It's not bad. It's pretty clean.
Yeah, and then the difference between OLED versus LCD is that OLED is able to basically have like these deeper blacks and brighter brights, you know? So like really like makes things look more vibrant.
Yeah, and, vibrant. That's a good word to describe. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you know, like when you play the Switch and when the screen turns to black, it kind of has like a grayish look to it.
Yes, yes.
That's the problem with LCD is like you have one solid, you know, like light source basically, or a few different light sources, but it doesn't really make the screen looks kind of dull.
Yeah.
And that's a telltale sign of a cheap LCD. So for this new Switch, they're saying that's going to have an OLED screen and it's going to be obviously look a lot better. And they have a deal with Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
And but the key though is that it's going to be, from what they're saying, 4K Ultra HD when docked to your TV.
That's a lofty claim, honestly.
Yeah. Now, of course, there's lots of ways they could be accomplishing that with upscaling and not necessarily native 4K or anything like that.
Checkerboard.
It was even announced that PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X were going to be getting this like super resolution from AMD coming soon to make it so their 1440p looks like 4K, you know, like better. So it's like they're using lots of these tricks to make things look better at 4K. So it may output at 4K, but it may not be actually 4K like in the game, you know, like upscaled. It's probably what that would be. Also, it's supposed to have a bigger screen, 7 inches instead of 6.2 is what they're saying. Smaller bezels, which would mean like those black bars around the corners would be gone.
Yeah, I would imagine it's about the same size, but the screen is just bigger. Yeah.
Yep. And they're supposed to be, you know, releasing it this year to, I guess, before the holidays, something around there. So
makes sense.
And I've been covering this on my channel, of course, for a while. People who follow me know that. And it's been an interesting topic because, you know, credible sources, you know, keep reporting it. And of course it hasn't happened yet, but it finally looks like it may happen this year. But the other thing to go along with this is that the original rumor for this console back a couple years ago, the original rumor was, which actually came from Review Tech USA, he reported or rumored that this new Switch was going to have, like this report says, 4K when docked, like output, and exclusive games from third parties.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is the discussion thing that's going to be interesting for you guys. I want to hear your opinions. But so now, just this past couple days, another quote unquote insider from Reset Era kind of reiterated that this new Switch will in fact have exclusive AAA third party games that can only run on this new Switch and not the current one.
Oh man, it's like the fucking 3DS new 3DS bullshit. Ah, oh, fuck this.
And so yeah, that's been like a topic of debate the last few days. I did a video on it yet last night, and my opinion on it is that I think it's fine, and the reason for that is because the current Switch is 4 years old, and if Nintendo is not getting these games in the first place, they're not getting Resident Evil Village, they're not getting Red Dead Redemption 2, they're not getting these big AAA, they don't even have Call of Duty on their platform.
Exactly.
They're not getting these games at all. So if they do release a Switch that does get those games, is that a bad thing? I personally don't think so. I think that's a good thing, because if you're not going to get those games anyway, you might as well release something that will get it.
Exactly. Because, yeah, the older Switch, the four-year-old Switch, is not going to be able to run them. You're not going to get them anyways, like you said. So, I mean, it makes sense to me. If they put out a more powerful Switch that can run the games, then why not? Are you going to just withhold these games because, oh, the other one can't run them? Let's be fair. Like, what? You know what I mean? It's upgrade. It's an upgrade. You get the new one, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like... I'm kidding.
Nope. I'm kidding.
Well, it goes along like, wanting to be favoring here? A piece of plastic or like the company getting games you want to play? You know what I mean? Like, no, it has to be running on the original Switch because I have the Switch and that's it. But well, guess what? They can't run these games. So you're kind of stuck.
You know what's interesting that pops out to me is like, because I compare it to like an Xbox or like PlayStation, where it's frowned upon when there's not generations, right? Oh, it's going to make the games weaker because it's got to run on the original Xbox and like people hate it. But then over here, it's like they want it. You know what I mean? It's kind of a trip. It's like the opposite that's going on. I find that interesting.
Yeah. And if you look at the Switch, it has had very good success with the AAA games that it has gotten, like Doom Eternal, Doom 2016, The Witcher 3.
Mm-hmm.
Those games have sold very well on the system, even though they're extremely downgraded. People still want these games. So it's not just people wanting these JRPGs and mini games and indie games on the Switch. They actually want to have these big experiences too, because that's what it was advertised as being, a home console that could play these type of games. So it makes sense for them to do this. Now Nintendo can see the potential of these sales that they could get. So why not release something that can go all out and get all these games?
Yeah, it would make me, like, if this was confirmed, right, let's say Switch Pro, it's announced, there's a date for it to release, you're going to get all these games. Let's say they say Call of Duty, freaking whatever, these big games. That would make me more confident, like, oh, okay, this thing is worth buying because it's going to be more powerful. It's going to look better. It's going to play better. It's going to be, you know what I mean? Bells and whistles, hopefully. That would give me more confidence, if anything, to open my wallet again. Yeah. Let me get the super chat though before we continue though. Glinser out here says Nintendo dropped the Wii U quick and it didn't hurt Switch sales. So of course the Pro will have exclusives.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a good thought. Good opinion there. Char, also, well, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say also that Nintendo has always done this, by the way. It's not, people will be like, Nintendo would never do this. Well, Nintendo has always done this in the past. The DSi had exclusive games. The 3DS has exclusive games, the new 3DS. The Game Boy Color, even, their first portable, there was an upgrade from the regular Game Boy. It had over 100 different exclusive games just for the color version. So, Nintendo has always done that. But PlayStation, of course, they were the ones that came out and said, no, you can only have both games running on both systems because it's one platform. But this one, the way Nintendo does handhelds, it's like, it's a different story. They always release stuff that's exclusive for their new version. That they've always done it.
Yeah, makes sense. Char, as a new Switch owner, would you get that thing a month ago, 2 months ago? Something like that?
Fuck.
I'm just trying to remember.
I'm trying to remember too. Did I get it in? I got it in like November, December, I think.
Oh, it's been a minute.
Was it January?
I was thinking January for some reason. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe it was January. I don't remember. Anyway.
So, how you feeling? How you feeling?
I don't give a fuck. Honestly, like, I don't know. Like, I don't care until I see the games. You know what I mean? Like, if there's exclusives that, like, are really, really interesting to me, maybe I'll like consider it, but like right now it's like I'm fine, man. Like I'm good, I'm chilling.
Yeah, it looks like they're at least the rumors are that they're not going to release as far as right away like first party games exclusively. Yeah. But it's going to be these games that they simply can't run. If those games interest you to play on the go, those certain kind of games that are multi-plats, then hey, you know, that might interest you.
Like, I mean,
like Outriders.
Oh,
oh hey. Yeah.
No, but like, I I'm not going to use... I've said this before, but, like, I don't want to use my Switch for more than, like, the first-party games if I can help it, just because I know I can get pretty much anything else on PC or my PS4, or, I mean, obviously I can't get the PS5 stuff yet, but I'm not too bothered by that. But I've always been behind when it comes to, like, consoles and shit. Like, this is the most updated I've been with a Nintendo console in forever, and, like, I honestly, yeah, I could care less if I can play The Witcher 3 on the new Switch or whatever. Like, I'll just get on PC if I want to play that, right? But, I mean, for people who like the Switch and need to play those games on a better console to run, then power to them. Like, but I'm not here. I'm just going to chill.
Now, what's going to happen, though, most likely, if this comes out this year and everything's correct, is that
You're probably
going to get Breath of the Wild 1 with an update that has it run at 60 frames and higher resolution. That'll be enough for a lot of Nintendo fans just to buy it right there.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
You know, because a lot of these games on Switch, they're pretty lacking on that frame rate and resolution. So they could use some help, right? So
everybody on this podcast knows that I don't care about any of that. But yeah,
sure ain't how people out here are counting frames. We've discussed this before, which is kind of crazy. Here's
the
thing.
Even if I can count the frames, like if something's running so slow I can count the frames, doesn't bother me.
So hold on. We just ain't gonna graze over this. Okay, so if you're playing a game, right? Let's say it's a combat heavy game. Let's just say.
Yes.
And you're about to dodge and you're about to hit the enemy and it stutters. That don't bother you?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah, because I know I dodged.
And what if you died? What if it's like it hesitates? There's frame pacing, and you die. That wouldn't like bother you.
If it's stuttering that fucking bad, it's either my potato ass PC or it's the game being bad. Because it's like, come on, shouldn't stutter that much.
Well, there's a game on the Switch that was ported last year called The Outer Worlds. Have you seen The Outer Worlds?
Oh god, I can only imagine how bad that is on the Switch. Holy shit.
Okay, that's
terrible.
Yeah, that dropped down to like 14, 15 frames per second.
Yeah, and, no, I wouldn't even entertain the idea of getting that on Switch. Fuck that.
So you have a limit then.
Well, I have a limit, but like I also know that Outer Worlds is not built for the Switch. I know that game is too hard for the Switch to handle. I wouldn't even go like that far to like buy a game that I know won't work.
That's exactly the point, you see? So this new Switch, for example, could patch that up and they could run it at maybe 30 to 60 frames.
Everybody else can go play Outer Worlds on the new Switch. I will be over here playing Animal Crossing.
No, I'm just giving you an example of why.
We got to give an example of a game Char likes.
I don't play anything that would like require that, though.
You're so stubborn. Oh my god.
Find me a game that I would give a fuck about that literally like would be like that though.
Monster Hunter. How about Monster Hunter? That's a good example because there's a lot going on. Big ass monster. There's four of you fighting. Frames are gonna kind of, you know, take a hit on the original Switch. But the new Switch.
We're about to find out because Rise is gonna come out. I'm gonna be playing it.
So exactly. So that's why I'm just asking. Like, wouldn't that bother you? You're in there. You're fighting, and then there's like hiccups. There's hiccups.
Well, we're gonna see if there's gonna be hiccups. But like, if there's a tiny hiccup, I don't think I would be that mad about it.
Like, I tried.
It would have to be almost. It would have to be almost game breaking for me to be like, okay, this is trash. You know what I mean?
It's got to be like unplayable, I guess.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Nintendo franchise? Just asking, Char.
I don't really have one, but I mean, I'm not really a Nintendo person, so I can't say with any confidence that I have one. Golden Sun. Like, it's not even a Nintendo franchise, but like...
I mean, you know,
it is a Nintendo franchise, but yeah, it hasn't come out in like 20 years.
Exactly.
I mean, we could move on. I just wanted to like jab at Char a little bit because, like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not the most pickiest. Like, I'm not counting every frame, but there's times where I'm like in the middle of something, like, and you notice. I don't know if it's because I'm on PC now or what, but like they'll like low key bother me sometimes because I'm like it kind of what's the word like it Like it takes me out of the experience almost sometimes.
Yeah, that's been the main complaint on the Switch is these ports just just don't run very well. And yeah, it's hard that some of them are just unplayable. You can't play them. I mean, but it's like, it's really hard to put up with 15 frames per second and like 540p in resolution and stuff like that.
And like you said, Dave, though, it's we're talking multiplats, you know, it's probably going to be some time before it's the actual Nintendo IPs. Like, they're not going to do that to freaking Breath of the Wild 2. Like, that's not happening. No. It's going to be on both, and it'll be years before like they move on. But that was my first question. Like, when you first brought this to my attention, I was like, whoa, I thought you meant Nintendo games. I was like, okay, that's kind of crazy. But then you said multiplat. I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, the only exclusive thing that Nintendo games would be the upgraded graphics and frame rate. That would be the only thing, but not exclusive games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As far as I know.
And it'd be smart, you know, get that Breath of the Wild, you know, one, be like, hey, there's an upgrade. Boom, you get it on this one, on the Switch 2, Switch Pro, whatever. And Mario Odyssey, and I think Mario Odyssey's already 60, right? I think?
Yeah, it's already 60.
So maybe, resolution a boost or something. You know, they might do things like that, maybe.
Yeah, Bowser's Fury, the expansion for 3D World on the Switch, drops to 30 frames per second in handheld mode.
Oh, okay.
That could help it. But yeah, usually that game is only 60 frames. So that was kind of an interesting downgrade.
Right, right. So yeah, like you said, this was kind of like the hot topic. Were you getting in any kind of back and forths? Like, were people disagreeing with you about this as far as it being a good thing? Are there people out there? I'm assuming there are, because it's Nintendo fans. So yeah, have you seen anything crazy?
For the video I did, most people actually agreed with my viewpoint on it. But some of them, of course, didn't quite understand. But because it's like the whole like market, you know, being separated thing. But since I try to make it as clear as possible that, hey, you're not going to get these games anyway at all. So you might as well, you know, get something you should be excited for that. You shouldn't be upset that you're getting this other console's getting games just because, you know, this current console is just not going to get them at all. So yeah, there was some back and forth in that, but you know, overall, I think people will be excited for a new Switch, you know, bigger, stronger, better. Right.
And it's funny, 'cause like, if I do ever come across maybe somebody who doesn't think this is a good thing or something, like, I bet you anything they're one of those Nintendo fans, they buy freaking everything Nintendo. So it's like, wouldn't you have the new Switch already? Like, why are you dying on this hill? You know, you're gonna buy it. So I don't know. I mean I could understand if it's somebody like a kid or something like that, they don't have the money, they just have their old Switch and they're kind of stuck, and maybe their friends are gonna get the new Call of Duty and they can't. Like, that sucks, you know?
And they also have all kinds of lawsuits against them for these Joy-Cons that are defective. Mm-hmm. So they need a new Switch physically anyway. So they might as well do it all in one swoop, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what we're really talking about right now is just a new generation. And back in the day, I mean, like you said, Nintendo's done this before, always, where it's like they do believe in generations. They didn't have this cross-play kind of thing, or like, oh, your save carries over and you're playing the same game with somebody on the old console. Like, that wasn't a thing. It was like you moved on to the new thing and that's it. And Nintendo being old-fashioned as they are, I mean, this doesn't surprise me at all.
Really, yeah, doesn't. And their whole concept with their mobile devices being, you know, like they constantly upgrade them. So like this, they were due for an upgrade anyway. So this can just take care of a lot of the issues for them all at once. And they can get their upgraded Switch. They can get, you know, some next-gen ports downgraded, of course, on there to run at least acceptably, instead of having them, you know, barely run at all, if that, from the PlayStation 4. So, I just see it as a good thing, just moving forward. And it's going to... Also, if you're a company, you want to release products when your current product is hot anyway. You don't want to wait till you're like at the bottom of the barrel and have to start all over again. You want to release something while the iron is hot, right? So you want to keep that hot streak going. So I think that's a good idea. I don't think they should wait till the current Switch just dies off. And, oh, we need a new system. Quick, quick, quick. No, they should like keep the momentum going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with it. Can't say I disagree with any of this right now. I was gonna say something, I totally forgot. I was looking at the chat. What do you guys think in the chat? Let me know about this. Like, if the Switch Pro, I mean, it's all but confirmed at this point, Dave. Like, this thing, I mean, Bloomberg reported it. I know other sites and stuff, but
there's manufacturing leaks also that they're already in development. It's like, it's gotta be coming.
It would be like shocking if it wasn't, I guess, at this point.
At this point.
I'm kind of keeping my expectations in check. I mean, as you guys know, like, I kind of get down on Nintendo sometimes. Like, these guys, they keep charging freaking these games are expensive. They never go on sale. Like, I just get upset with them at times about certain things. And I always keep my expectations in check because this thing could come out. It might have the 4K. It might be checkerboarded or whatever. It might be the menus that are 4K. The games are not. Like, I don't know at this point. But it, let's just say it does come out and they do have these AAA like multiplats on them. I would take a second look like, okay, how are they performing? If they're performing pretty well, I mean, shoot, games on the go like that, like AAA big games.
Yeah.
I might consider it if they run well. Like I said, I keep my expectations in check, but still, it's like, if that's an option, I might consider it because just for that fact, like, oh, I can cozy up on the couch and play it there.
Cry and crossplay with other platforms would be awesome with that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like, and but you know, I hate to bring it up though, but price, I do think Nintendo would like to have that $69.99. This is Nintendo we're talking about. So I don't think Nintendo for a minute is gonna back away from $99.
The thing is, like, I wouldn't mind that because everyone else is doing it. So at this point, what am I gonna do? Just stop buying games? But like, if I knew they would go on sale eventually, I wouldn't care, but they never do. So that's my thing with Nintendo, is like, PlayStation's doing it. Like, let's take Returnal, for example. That game's gonna be 70. Mm. It'll be freaking, it'll be 40 in like a month or something. It'll go down.
So.
We know it, right? but with Nintendo, it's like, nope, that's not happening. But then again, the multiplats could be different. But the Nintendo games themselves, no.
Yeah, but so think about it. Think about the math. You add $10 per game you sell if you're Nintendo. Mm-hmm. That's incentive enough to release a more powerful Switch that can run games that look, you know, pretty impressive by today's standards, to get people to buy it at that price, to be in line with PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X, because they're making that extra money per game sold. So you do the math. For Nintendo games, they release the next Mario Kart 9 for $69.99. Oh man, they're making way more money than they did with edit $59.99. You're right.
You know, of course,
$10 times like 10 million is way more money.
Man,
hundreds of millions of dollars more per game sold, basically, just for that extra $10. So yeah, they're gonna do it.
Do you think they'll? You think they'll ever up the price of the online?
Yeah, I do think they'll do that as well, but they'll make it better, I think, because they've already. It was already discovered through some kind of data mining with Monster Hunter Rise that they're improving the online for that game, actually, to have better servers so it runs a lot more smooth when you play with multiple people. So I do think, of course, it falls in line with them releasing a new Switch as well. Then you'll have more games like maybe Warzone or things like that that are more massively multiplayer that can handle it. And then I think they'll charge this is just a guess, I have no idea, but they'll probably go for a $49.99, you know, a year plan, then $29.99, $19.99. I hope they keep the cheapo, you know, version too, though, but
they should.
If it's going to be a crappy service, though, at that price, I would probably just pay for the extra one. Who knows if that's the case.
I think, if they kept the options, be cool. Like, hey, you just want the basic plan, you got the $20 a year thing, you know, just to play online. And then the second one, hey, maybe let's pray, I guess, they bring back the Nintendo the virtual console. Yes, like, bring that back in like a way better fashion. That would justify it. Like, if they seriously brought back virtual console in an amazing way, I would pay the $60 a year.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, like, that would justify it.
They would have to put actual good games on that for me to care.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. They got to put like hits, you know, stuff that I crave to play. Like, I haven't played since I was a kid. Like, oh shoot, they have that game. I need that. You know, I need that feeling.
Yeah, it almost seems like they're holding back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are holding
back. Because they have the entire N64, GameCube, the Wii, all these games are holding back on, plus all the rest of the Super Nintendo games as well.
Mm-hmm.
They have a million games they could sell and make the money, but the service is just terrible right now. So are they waiting to release this new console to do that? I guess we'll see.
Right. I mean, like, imagine they, you know, Zelda 35th anniversary, put all the Zeldas on there, put all the Metroid Primes on there,
you know, mm-hmm. and you can either buy them to keep them or you can play them, I guess, as all the months that you're paying for the service. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, there's so much potential there, but also to go along with that potential, it's going to be a lot more money that they're going to be charging. So just be ready for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's justified, I think I'd be okay with it, but don't charge 60 and then there's like minimal changes, you know?
Exactly. So like, I think what we're seeing now with Skyward Sword, I think this might be the end, hopefully the end of them gouging completely like that. Cause then they'll, when they do gouge from here on out with a new system and some new games, hopefully it'll be more worth it. So yeah, we'll see.
Shar, you want to read Kenan's super chat? Shout out to Kenan.
Shout out to Kenan. He said, I know it's not today's subject, but I'm just realizing that backlog teaser picture is the bottom part of the backlog logo on the screen.
Spicy.
It is.
What could it be?
What can it be? I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
Y'all are going to have to stay tuned to the socials to find out.
Stay tuned. Yes, we did update the backlog layout. That's all Shar. It's a little
On YouTube anyways for the live. Yeah, it's a little bit updated. I changed it a little bit.
It's a little more crispier, I think.
More crispy.
That's good.
Yeah. Thanks.
This is the whole like, subscribe, and join to become a member. Just want to mention that real quick. Like, if you guys become a member here on the YouTube, if you're watching live, you see the little join button and stuff, you'll get access to the Discord, which is called Gamers for the Win. It's like one I originally started, but it's to have backlog supporters as well. And you can like do movie nights with us. You can play games here and there. Like I always joke, Shar might not be there, but I'll be there. And
All right.
Yeah, like you could chat with us and things like that. Like right now, I'm looking at the Discord and there's someone already waiting for movie night. And then we got a couple people in another chat playing games together. So the community is really awesome. So if you guys ever want to, you know, support the backlog, that's kind of like a little incentive there. But yeah, we do have like a new layout and stuff. And yeah, anything else we want to say about this, Dave? Like anything you forgot maybe or...
Let's see. I think that's it. I think the main point of contention for fans that were worried was like, they're gonna release a new Switch that has exclusive games that I can't play on my current Switch. You know, that's the main confusion part that's been going on. So that's one of the kind of try to clarify that as much as I could, because the main point is you're not gonna get those games at all. So you might as well get a system that does get them.
Yeah, I mean it's just common sense, like it wasn't gonna come. That first Switch is not, it ain't it, man. It ain't gonna happen. So, hey, if you're gonna buy this thing anyways, I mean, shoot.
Yeah, that the current Switch is not running Resident Evil Village. It's just not happening. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Hell no. That thing will explode.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's already almost exploding anyway on some of these ports.
Yeah, that's true.
Tries to run.
Shoot. I do need to get my Switch back. I kind of feel like, there's not like a lot of games I want to play on it right now, but I do miss the, you know, laying on the couch, kind of chilling, maybe something on the TV, and then I'm playing a game. Like that's usually what I did. You know, me and Kenny would be watching a show or something, or he'd be watching TV, I'd be on the couch playing, like Fire Emblem. I had an awesome time with that. So I kind of miss just that. Being cozy and not having to be at my PC all the time, you know? So it'll come back at some point. I'll get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Does have its place.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much our show. I don't think we missed anything. Was there anything we wanted to mention? I did mention the membership thing.
Hit the like button, guys.
Yeah, hit the like button. We hit like over 40 people live. That's just awesome, you guys. We appreciate it. I was reading your comments as much as I could. Shout out to the ones who gave the super chats. We always appreciate that. Who else? What else? What else? What else? I think that's it. We got movie night to get to, man. We're watching True Lies, people. One of the goats. Have you seen that movie, Shar?
No.
Oh,
man.
Well, come through, damn it. Hang out with us.
And you can hang out with us, too, if you click the join button.
There you go. There you go.
Come on.
Real smooth. yeah, so that's kind of our, you know, part, like I said, it's part of the perks if you become a member or if you're like a sub on my Twitch, things like that. If you just support us, man, like consistently, there's some out there who are just like, hey, Erica, can I join? I'm like, yeah, sure. You've been supporting for a long time. You got our backs. You know what I mean? It's So there's always that too. You can always hit us up individually and things like that. But Dave, thank you for coming by, getting your insight on this stuff, because you've been making a few videos and I saw you were kind of putting your input out there on like Twitter and stuff. So I wanted to get more on that, and you came through and gave us the insight. So we appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You want to plug anything? I mean,
your hair, you might as well.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at smetaldave64 or on YouTube at supermetaldave64. That's it. Just bing, bing, boom.
Nice. And Char, you, what do you want to say as we leave?
Come give me more views to boost my average on Twitch.
Let's get Char in the 3%. Shut up.
No. Anyways, but you can find me on Twitch most of the time. There's also a link tree I have over there at what's my Twitch? Oh my god, Drin underscore sound, which is DRIN underscore SAN. That's where you can find me most of the time. All my links are below. So yeah.
Yep. Good show. We had a good time. Thank you guys. If you're hearing this for the first time or something, hey man, come join the live chat.
Hey man,
join the live chat here every other Saturday. And come hang out, become a member, shoot, just come connect with us. I've said this before, like I feel like we have this audience, you know, they're out there. We just gotta find them, you know. Someone who tolerates Char as much as I do.
You know,
we need you. Come through.
Wow. Awkward. But anyway, we love Char. Also not listening live, we heard your faces, and appreciate you as well, as Erica will not ever say it. But
no, I was gonna Char. I was about to say they're really like the backbone, because that's what gives it longevity, you know. The YouTube is like hit and run. They come through and that's it, you know. But then the audio listeners, that's what keeps it going.
Did you hear that, YouTube chat? Y'all are criminals. You just do a hit and run every 2 weeks.
Hit and run, and then they're out. Hit
and run, and then they're out.
Yeah. So we appreciate all you guys for listening for every episode and everything. That's it for me. I'm Erica Cuts for the win. You can find me by that name everywhere, pretty much. And that's it. We're out of here. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time.